Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you once again. I love Saturdays and getting to talk to you. I am Patty Mack. Lifestyle is every Saturday from 1 to 2 right here on CFAX, so make sure you tune in every week. On the show today, we're going to talk about tourism Vancouver Island. You know, home for the holidays is not just Christmas. In the summertime, we have so many great things to do. On CTV this week on Amazing Race Canada, they profiled Victoria and Tofino, and people are coming from all around the world to see these places, and we have them in our backyard. So we're going to get some good ideas for the rest of the summer, things you can do right here on the island. Also, I don't know if you know, there are houseboats on this island. Sprout Lake, we're going to talk to Fish and Duck about some great deals going on this summer up on Sprout Lake. But off the top, you know, whether it's summer, winter, whatever season, stress will follow us. And it's got to do with lots of things in our hurried lifestyle, whether it's our jobs, the food we eat, the people around us not wanting to say no, so many things. And the expert in this field, who has written a fantastic book, is going to join us. And we've had him on before, and he's always gotten lots of people talking about it because it's very helpful. The book is Stress Pandemic. It's the second edition, 9 Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress. Paul Hulick is here with us. And how are you, Paul?
I'm really good.
You are such a positive person. It's hard to believe that you've gone through so much in your lifetime and come out the other side, and you're here to help people with the one thing that is really killing and wrecking a lot of lives, which is stress.
Well, none of us can escape the clutches of stress, but if we're able to understand the unique characteristics of stress and how it affects us personally, physically and emotionally, we can fight back and take back control.
And Paul, is there a certain amount of stress that, you know, that adrenaline that we need in our lives, say if we're a little nervous about something, that kind of stress that is just natural that you can't escape?
Well, we do have, it's all to do with the stress response. Mm-hmm. That's our fight, flight reaction. Mm-hmm. When we feel threatened and challenged. You can have eustress, which you could say is good stress. That is, you're nervous for a dancing competition, or you're nervous about doing something that you do enjoy, but it's only fleeting where your stress response is activated. Same with a roller coaster. That's a good one to be able to understand. Yeah. But a lot of us have our stress response activated too often because we're running against the clock and got so many demands made of us, and the world is a bit of a bullying place. We start the day feeling pretty stressed out. Once the alarm clock goes off, we're racing to meet all our commitments and deadlines.
And we're not getting enough sleep, too, so a lot of that stress, you know, it's the thoughts in our head that we go round and round and round, and whether they're real or not, we can build them up to such a great extent.
Yes, because we have our barometer to wellness and understanding what effect stress is having on us is a what I developed is a pyramid of stress. The symptoms and dangers of stress. It can just start with you having a migraine or headache, or you could be just worrying a little bit. But as time goes on, the body or the mind alerts you, hey, I'm not happy. And you could develop more serious conditions, grinding of the teeth, insomnia, as you mentioned. And it affects our neurochemistry in the end. So if that stress response is activated too often and we're not aware of what's happening to us, we will develop serious conditions in time like depression, anxiety, diabetes, all sorts of conditions from right up to having a heart attack or cancer or stroke.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how bad it is. And you know from your experience, and just give us sort of a Coles note of what you went through and how you got to this place in your life, Paul.
Well, as a young teenager, I bought into the American dream, that is to work hard, make a success, and all your dreams will come true. So I worked very hard. I'd say it was around about the age of 40 that I thought I had the perfect life. I was a chairman, CEO of a multi-million-dollar pioneering organic food company that was listed on the stock exchange, and I had just built for the people I love most, a grand mansion with 15 bathrooms and, of course, the Ferrari and Porsche parked out in the driveway, and I could travel the world. I thought I was as free as a bird, but due to stress, I had symptoms develop of stress. Mine were grinding of the teeth, insomnia, and later on I had a bit of a dull feeling in my tummy, and I used to get a bit of back pain, which a lot of us have, and neck pain from stress. So I reached out for help, but it developed into anxiety, depression, and the doctors couldn't stop what was happening to me, because I was already a health-conscious person, and I did what the doctors told me, and I tried very hard to change my lifestyle and do what I was told, but I developed in the end severe depression and became a runaway train and had mood swings and experienced a complete mental breakdown where I lost my rights. Was made ward of the state. My credit cards were confiscated. You know, I was a broken man.
Did your family stick by you, Paul, through all this?
Yes. They were pretty shocked with what was happening, because no one had experienced such an episode or understood what was happening. So even though people loved me, they were terrified. You know, my former wife went through a lot, seeing what was happening to me and my children. I got three sons and I got four grandchildren now. And it was terrifying, especially when you can't stop what's happening.
Right. And, you know, I think people do associate the American dream, having it all, and stuff doesn't make you happy, and more stuff doesn't make you happy, and continuing on that treadmill. So how did you kind of go from there to learn so much about stress, and that's what was underlying through all this?
Well, when the doctors said that I'd have to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I travelled to the world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and they said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hewlett, due to stress, you'll have to be on medication for the rest of your life, and you're going to have relapses. I thought to myself, well, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to find out everything I can about stress and understand it. So that led me on a journey of wanting to understand everything to do with stress. So I put myself into a clinic, and there I studied as much as I could about anger, guilt, depression, anxiety, addictions, everything you can think of to do with the mind and our behavior. And that led me to research everything about food, nutrition. Since I was a pioneer in organic foods, I knew that our lifestyle had a lot to play. And due to that, it led me on to understanding about the neurochemistry and five neurochemicals that make up the person we are, mostly with our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and moods, and that is serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine, and endorphins, and the very stress hormone, cortisol. And when I studied all that, I realized that, yeah, I had addictions to CRAP, which stands for caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol, and processed foods and drinks, and how it's all interrelated. And that's when I, as I mentioned earlier, listeners, about the unique characteristics of stress. I had a weight issue, a sleeping disorder, I had addictions, and I was suffering from severe depression and anxiety. And they're all interlinked, because dopamine stimulates our reward pleasure center. So I was reaching for food, and a lot of us in Northern America do reach for food when we feel stressed.
Absolutely.
We crave sugars and fats.
Now, yes. We have to go to a break in 1 second here. I just want to know, is stress also how we process it, a learned behavior, something in our families growing up, that's that part of it as well?
Yes, it is. We can learn learned behavior even when we're in our mother's womb. If she's stressed, it's affecting the stress hormone cortisol and those five neurochemicals. So if she's upset or having a bad diet or got financial issues or relationship problems, that can affect your behaviour. And even if you come into this world all wonderful because mum had no issues, if you got bullying at school or financial problems later or certain ways of how you have a lifestyle with mum and dad, that does affect you also.
Okay, great. Thanks for all this information. When we come back, I know we're wanting to hear more about the steps we can take. I know walking's a big part of it. Back in 2 minutes with Paul.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
There's lots of ways to show someone they're special. Thousands do it every day. But how do you take it to a higher level? This is what Paul Mara Jewelers is for. Finding that unique piece, that's something special for any occasion, and that piece that's perfect for everyday or more formal occasions. Paul Mara Jewelers, the highest level of quality and customer service, and over 25 years of showing people how special they are to each other. Paul Mara Fine Jewelry and Watches, corner of Fort and Broad, and paulmarajewelers.com.
In real estate, unique is an overused word. Parkside at Royal Bay turns unique on its head, setting the new standard of living in the West Shore. You've never seen such affordable luxury like this. West Coast contemporary architecture, designer interiors, top quality finishes and appliances, with income-producing legal suites. The homes of Parkside at Royal Bay are energy efficient and built on low-maintenance freehold lots. Experience the new standard of living at an open house every weekend from 2 to 4. Learn more at thenewstandard.ca.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
We are back, and we are talking to Paul Hulich, and his book is Stress Pandemic, Nine Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress. Paul, also, I know you do a lot of other things. If people want to get a hold of you about the work you do and seminars you put on, how would they do that?
It's best that they go to stresspandemic.com.
And your book is available everywhere. And this is the second edition, right, coming out?
Yes. It's available in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all leading bookstores.
You have a great approach to stuff. I think people are drawn to you because this story that you have, you've you know, told everybody your dirty laundry, that you were here and then you were here. I mean, from the top to the bottom. And I think lots of times people have so many struggles in their life, but they're never willing to share them. And this is a common experience for many of us. What do you think with the social media, all the electronics, how is that playing a part, adding to our stress levels now, do you think?
Well, it's huge. It's become one of the big factors as to why our stress response is on a lot of the time, because we're more accountable, we're being more monitored, and we're tempted more. What is happening is a lot of us finding that technology is we're becoming a slave to it. And that's what the stats are showing. From the moment we wake up to the alarm or our iPhone or whatever, and iPads, it's just happening whereby we're constantly overstimulated. And it's happening with children a lot. And it's affecting them later with their behavior at school.
And I think a lot of things are, you know, on Facebook and all these different social media sites where people think, you know, they want to be famous or they want to be popular, and how many people are contacting them a day. It affects every day for them. And their birthdays, they have to have 8 million people saying happy birthday. And, I mean, who knows that many people?
Well, if you fortify and empower yourself, you can get through the challenges of the day, and you learn to say no, and you learn to be able to take charge and kick your bad habits. And that's the key to it. As Stress Pandemic, it outlines some practical steps, but those transformative ones of taking charge, because, you know, stress kills. Stress is pain. You know, say no to stress. And as I said, if you've got any symptoms of stress or any of those conditions, and if you're on medication and those conditions are not going away, you need to be more proactive. You need to throw yourself a lifesaver, because stress pandemic actually helps give you a roadmap how to take back control, break that cycle of stress. And they're not alone. A lot of famous people who had no financial issues, like you mentioned earlier, you know, we all look for that that rainbow. We all want to live in a safe neighbourhood and have a nice car and travel the world. We all want that. But it comes at a price unless you know how to fortify yourself. Like, if I had this book 16 years ago, I would have never fallen over. No way. Because I would have seen myself in some of the stories that stress pandemic outlines of, you know, what's happened to people and how they've turned their lives around. I would have wanted to be one of them.
And the lifesaver is on the front cover of Paul's book, which is a fantastic read. And, you know, for anybody that you know or for yourself, it's certainly a roadmap in how to start de-stressing and learn some things to do about it. And one of them is walking. You say it's the most effective thing, exercise there is for stress.
Yes, in stress pandemic, it helps you understand the importance of a particular way of walking. That's taking a brisk aerobic walk. It's got an element of anabolic, catabolic movement where it stimulates the central pattern generator. And what it does is it gives you 7,200 nerve endings in your feet a real good workout. Mm. And they're connected to every part of the brain and the body. And getting outdoors, which the book helps you to understand more, it's very, very powerful. And if you do it first thing in the morning, because that's when your stress hormone, if you remember, listeners, I mentioned the stress hormone cortisol is highest and it's lowest in the evening. So you're best to get out in the fresh air and get vitamin D out there and earth yourself. Very, very powerful.
That's a great tip right in itself. What do affirmations have to do with sleep and de-stressing, Paul?
Well, affirmations are very powerful. It's a power of positive thinking, and there's a lot of examples in the book. But just before you go off to sleep, it is very powerful to just say one or two affirmations when you're lying in bed, and stress pandemic outlines that. And also when you first wake up. Just think when we were a child, we might have prayed just before we went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Very important. And when you first wake up, that breaks the cycle of our negative thinking, because most of us always go back into the past, or we build anxiety for the future. And the affirmations help you to stay in the positive. Like some of them can be, I wish to have the strength, courage and wisdom to make the right decisions for myself, for the people I love, for all of humankind and the universe. Give me the strength, courage and wisdom to say no to Bill or Janet, that sort of thing. Very powerful. You don't have to say it too many times, but you'll be surprised. You'll start to take back control and not allow everybody to bully you around.
Right, and I think it's that's sort of a form of meditation, and the breathing helps. And whether you call it God or whatever you do, I think it's important to set our intention at night and in the morning so that we don't just shoot out of bed and not have any thought of how we want that day to look.
That's right. So it all starts with just one or two powerful affirmations, and that sets you for the day. And if you fortify yourself by looking into having more exercise in the morning, that brisk walk, and embrace more good mood foods as opposed to crap, which stands for caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol, and processed foods and drinks. That's going to help those neurochemicals that I mentioned to you earlier, and you're going to feel more upbeat. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be alive, and you're going to sleep better.
What kind of foods, Paul, would that look like for you? What kind of foods do you eat?
Well, I eat I juice a lot, vegetables and fruits first thing on an empty tummy. I drink a lot of room temperature water, but I eat a lot of whole foods, like just more natural, whether it's chicken or turkey or fish. Try and have wild caught as opposed to farmed, and try and the book shows you charts about mercury. It's good to try and have fish. It's got low mercury. Just lots of vegetables and nuts. But it's not huge changes. It's all about you. It's all about you understanding your mind and your body and taking small practical steps, but ones that make a huge difference.
So we're not going to stress ourselves out about trying to change everything. We're going to walk. We're going to eat a little better and juice.
And you'll notice a change. And the book is designed that you just refer back to it again and again. You know, what was Schulich talking about exercise? Or what did he say about learning to say no? Or why is there a link with our addictions, our weight issues, and having a condition like depression, anxiety? Because when you go to a doctor, you usually go about only one particular problem. But if you've got serious issues, they're all interlinked, and that's why it is so powerful. It helps you to break that cycle of stress and take back control.
And another one, you know, you say to say no, and you just talked about it briefly here, but I think there's a lot of martyrs who people always are saying yes and think they're helping everybody when they're running ragged. Sometimes, you know, you need to be selfless and think about being a better you and not doing everything.
That's so true. And that's why in the book there's quite a few examples about people who I've helped who had issues not being able to say no. And but again, the steps help you to be able to have the courage and strength to say no. So those practical steps help change your energy level and your positiveness and your strength. Your courage as to how you are a wonderful person, because it's all about you.
I love it. Paul Hulick, you really promote such positive thinking, and the glass is half full. The book is Stress Pandemic, 9 Natural Steps to Break the Cycle of Stress. It's available at bookstores everywhere. Also, you can find Paul at his website, Stress Pandemic. You can also contact Paul through my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Paul, it's been a pleasure talking to you as always. I think we're all going to go have a walk, eat a little better, feel a little better, and start those steps a day about being less stressed.
That's right, and have a stressless life full of joy and contentment.
Oh, Paul, you're great. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend. We'll be back in after the news and talk about some great destinations on Vancouver Island.
Save during End of the Rolls Find Your Match flooring event. From scratch-resistant hardwood and laminate to stain and odor-preventing carpet, we carry more top-rated flooring that fits your lifestyle than any other retailer. During the Find Your Match flooring event, save on brands like Shaw, Stainmaster, Mohawk, Armstrong, Tarkett, Mannington, and over 40 others. End of the Rolls Find Your Match flooring event is on now for a limited time. Visit endoftheroll.com. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
You need money. You own your home.
I need money. I own my home.
Meet Get Acceptance.
Online?
Or on the phone.
Not like a bank.
No, it's a simple application.
Credit check?
Nope. No need for a credit check or income history. And approvals take about 24 hours.
I need the money for...
It doesn't matter what you need the money for. Need $15,000?
$50,000.
Or $300,000. Go to Get Acceptance.
And get...
Accepted. Get Acceptance. When you can't bank on the banks, go to getthatloan.ca. Some conditions apply.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Freeman in the CFAX 1070 newsroom. Police are investigating a suspicious death at the Pemberton Music Festival north of Whistler. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team has roped off an area near a row of portable toilets after the death late yesterday. Now, police still cannot confirm if they're dealing with a murder, and the cause of death is still unclear, but they have figured out the identity of the victim, and the family has been contacted. This year's festival features nearly 100 bands with about 25,000 people in attendance. The updates to the master bike plan have been revealed by the City of Victoria. The aim is to create an overall cycling experience which is both low stress and high enjoyment. The projects include upgrades to major streets around downtown Victoria and the Galloping Goose Trail in Vic West. The city got a lot of feedback from people back in the spring during 11 info sessions and 3 workstations. Victoria Fire Rescue crews responded to a 911 call for a report of a kite boarder stranded off of Clover Point. Cutting through 2 to 3 meter waves and 25 knot winds, crews got to the stranded boarder, who had suffered an equipment malfunction and was entangled in the lines of his kite. It took about 15 minutes to get him free. 42-year-old man was not hurt and was also not suffering any exposure. Fire crews battling raging wildfires across BC's forests are about to get some help from back east. Quebec and the Maritimes have sent 60 crews arriving today. Another 120 from Ontario will get here tomorrow. They'll complement the almost 2,400 crews already fighting stubborn flames around the province. It's 1:32 weather coming up next.
It's race time. Tuesday on CTV's Amazing Race Canada. The race across the nation is on. And teams are already hitting the wall.
You want to take the penalty?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Now, for the first time ever, the race goes international. Next stop, Hong Kong.
Oh, my God, we're going to China!
An all-new episode of The Amazing Race Canada on CTV, Tuesday at 9 p.m. Brought to you in part by Air Canada, connecting The Amazing Race Canada to the world.
Checking CFAX weather, sun and cloud today. Some showers here and there around the CRD. A bit windy on the water too, a high of 21 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, wind getting stronger on the beaches, a low down to 12. Sun and cloud for the next couple of days with highs around 20 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, outside our studios, it's 17. Find more news at CFAX1070.com. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's news authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Patty Mack. Lifestyle's here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 o'clock to 2. As you heard in the break, CTV has Amazing Race Canada. It's a fantastic show. If you haven't watched it, this week they were profiling Victoria and Tofino, and so great to see our own backyard. It's so beautiful. People come from all over the world, and it got me to thinking about the summer and why aren't we traveling more. We just got back. We were in Sproat Lake and we were in Tofino ourselves a few weeks ago. Whether it's sunny or cloudy, doesn't matter. It's a beautiful place to go. Joining us to talk about Tourism Vancouver Island is Heather McKeon, who is with the board. And how are you, Heather?
I'm great.
Now, this island is beautiful. What are some of your favorite spots to go to?
Oh my goodness, there's so many favorite spots. It really just, I think, depends on what I'm looking for. Tofino, as he says, is fabulous. I mean, again, you know, no matter what the weather's like, it's always stunning up there. But Parksville is always a great place, especially if you have family, to go and explore the beaches. And the Cowichan Valley has some great wineries to visit. So really, all over the island is just...
It has it all. And let's talk about the winery stuff, because I was talking to someone the other day about bike touring. There's different tours that go to different wineries, aren't there, in the Cowichan Valley?
Yeah, there's lots of different tours that you can take by bike and visit the different wineries, and even up in the Comox Valley as well. Coming up in just the beginning of August, they have a farm cycle tour in the Comox Valley, so you can visit some of the wineries and the farms all in that area. So.
Well, that's amazing. You don't have to go to Europe anymore to go and do one of these tours. We have that many wineries here now that we can offer such a thing.
Oh, yeah. We have over 30 wineries on Vancouver Island. So
that's amazing. And then the spas also, right? There are a lot of spas to go to that are really high-end on the island. Kingfisher, Tynamara, Old House, of course, Victoria the Empress, and lots of others. Have you visited many of them?
I have had the opportunity to visit quite a few. Yeah, I mean they're stunning. And the other one, of course, up at Tofino at the Wickenish and the Cedar Spa there is stunning.
Right, so. And that's right in the water. Isn't it a little cabin that looks on the water?
Yeah, they have a little kind of cottage, and you can do a couples massage right almost on the beach. So,
wow! And do you have people contact you from all over the world looking for things to do on the island?
Yeah, we hear from everywhere, so we always have quite interesting questions, and it's neat what people are looking for to come and explore.
And you never know who you'll see. I know a friend of mine was at Kingfisher and saw Anderson Cooper. It's one of his favorite places.
Oh, yeah.
They don't tell us when they're going to be here. Of course, the fishing, too, right? Lots of people come here to fish, and there are, I saw on the TC, there's some really high-end places to go to in the Alberni Inlet.
Yeah, I mean, Alberni Inlet, Campbell River. I mean, Campbell River is the salmon capital of the world, although Port Alberni also says the same thing. So who knows who wins? But, and I mean, it's supposed to be a great year for fishing. And, you know, even if you're looking for something a little bit different up in Campbell River, you can actually go snorkeling with the salmon. So that starts at the end of July up until middle September.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of half these things. You know, we drove up to the top of the island, and people lived here all their lives have not done that. There's so much to offer all the way up, and it's, you know, you get past Courtney Comox, there's more to go.
Oh, there's so much to explore. I mean, even getting up closer to the north part of the island, Telegraph Cove is a really just kind of majestic little seaside community. I mean, it's on a dock. They've got fantastic whale watching up there. You can do day grizzly bear tours out of there. Kayaking, there's a lot of companies that do kayaking with the orca whales, so you're kayaking and hopefully you spot the whales at the same time. And again, it's just so beautiful up in that area.
Yeah, it really is. It's a postcard.
It is.
It's really cool looking. You were talking about canoeing. I guess there's a lot of that kind of water sports too, aren't there, offered on different locations throughout
the area? Yeah, kayaking is very popular. I mean, up in Tofino, you can also do kind of a dugout canoe paddle over to Mears Island. Lots of different options up there as well. And again, you know, it's really what you're looking for. I had the opportunity to go kayaking up in the Discovery Island, so just off of Quadra Island, and was just blown away by how beautiful it is. And, you know, you pull up for lunch on a secluded beach, and you just feel like, wow, I'm the only one here. So.
And Heather, what kind of fitness level for some of the bikes? Are there different levels for different age groups?
For kayaking and biking?
Yeah,
and
some of these, you know, sort of outdoor things. Are there, you know, do they cater it for, you know, boomers, or are there some that are for younger people?
You know what? It's really great for novices. I mean, kayaking is an easy sport. If you've never done it before, it's really easy your first time around. Same with biking. I mean, it's we did a tour a little while ago up in the Comox Valley, and it was just, we had all different ages on our tour. So really, it's for anybody.
And I guess food in general, too. We have some great seafood. So restaurants, we have some award-winning chefs and restaurants on this island.
Yeah, all over the place, from the Cowichan Valley, Tofino. Tofino's got a funky new restaurant that's just opened up called The Wolf in the Fog. So that's definitely worth checking out if you're up in that area. But all over Vancouver Island is really just bursting with great culinary and some fantastic chefs out there. And really focus on the local food of the island.
Right, and the oysters.
Yes.
I mean, it's worth taking a trip just to pick up some oysters.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you could go up to the Comox Bay Valley area and check out Fanny Bay oysters and get them fresh right off the dock.
And I grew up never liking oysters, and I still can't believe I love oysters.
It's an
acquired taste. Yeah. But, you know, you can really do them so many ways, and it's really all about the sauce. I mean, if you don't want them raw, right, there's all kinds of things you can do with them.
Exactly.
Are you a good cook, Heather? Do you cook these things?
I would say I'm more just kind of your standard cook. You know, I've got family, so it's all trying to get everything done in about 20 minutes because everyone's hungry.
Excellent. Now, when we come back, I want to talk a little more about things we can do in the island. Maybe you have some specials or things you can offer from the website that if people still have, 6 weeks of summer or more left, they can enjoy what the island has to offer.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, back in a couple of minutes with Heather.
Join Club 1070. Give us feedback and win. Pick your favorite topics. Tell us the guests you love or love to hate. Sign up now at cfax1070.com.
Club 1070 members get to have the same programming, and they're eligible for great prizes such as trips, concert tickets, movie passes, gift certificates, and more.
Join Club 1070 and win. Sign up now at cfax1070.com. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey guys, I'm Caitlin Livingston letting you know what's happening around Victoria. Right now I'm at the Victoria International Buster Festival that's happening until the 27th daily around the Inner Harbor and Government Street. Enjoy professional street performers as they throw fire, perform magic, juggle, and showcase their skills. Right now I'm at the Inner Harbor and they have a unicycle and some fire. It looks like he's surfing the crowd. And there's a mini market down here as well as people drawing other people. And there's a bunch of different kinds of things. And one of Victoria's spectacular summer festivals is coming up. The only dragon boat festival in Canada is to take place to the harbor from August 15th to August 17th. Watch 90 dragon boat teams from across North America race a 500-meter water course. And volunteers are needed, so sign up now if you have the chance. And a reminder that the 27th annual TD Art Gallery painting is on today, rain or shine. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
Get your scissors and grab your Fairway Flyer. The coupons are about to fly. Clip and save on Simmering Steak, just $3.99 a pound. Clip and save on strawberries, just $1.69 a pound. In the mood for Island Farms ice cream? Buy one, get one free. Want a six-pack of assorted Coke or Dasani water in 710-milliliter bottles? Buy one, get one free. Clip and save coupons. Buy one, get one free. Take advantage of both at Fairway Markets, today through Thursday. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
You don't know where to go. Your tires are bald. You're overdue for service. Your car vibrates when you hit the highway, but you don't know where to go. Take it to Midas. On the island for close to 30 years and locally owned, Midas gives you the service of a local garage and the guarantees of a national chain. Midas mechanics are trained to fix everything. They're convenient and they never overcharge. Now you know where to go. Take it to Midas. Visit Midas.ca.
A trip down memory lane. Boomertown with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are talking with Heather McKeon from Tourism Vancouver Island about all the things you can do on Vancouver Island this summer or as we go into fall. Heather, tell us a little bit about Tourism Vancouver Island, the areas you represent and what it is you do.
Oh, sure. So Tourism Vancouver Island, we basically market and promote the whole destination and focus anywhere from Vancouver Island North to the Gulf Islands, so try and encompass the whole region. Yeah, and we... I work with international tour operators and travel media, and we promote it to close-in markets as well as globally.
And how do you get involved if you want to? Are there people that participate with you on the website to add value to it?
Yeah, I mean, we have our VancouverIsland.travel, so that is our vacation guide website. So we do have a yearly Vancouver Island vacation guide that goes out, and anybody who purchases advertising in that will actually be included in the website as well.
And how do people get a hold of that guide if they want to know more about some other things they can do on the island?
The best way to get a hold of that guide would be at the visitor center. So all of the local visitor centers on Vancouver Island will have a copy of our Vancouver Island vacation guide.
Perfect. Now, you talked about the islands, and I see on the website you're talking about Salt Spring. I mean, a lot of people live here and don't ever get out to any of the islands. What are some of the things you can do on Salt Spring?
Oh, Salt Spring is one of my favorite places. The best thing probably to do if you're going to go over to Salt Spring Island is you can go online and you can check out Salt Spring has a studio tour. So this studio tour runs spring to fall, and it has probably over about 30 different local artisans on the studio tour. And you can just go and visit them, pop into their house. A lot of them, it's like in the garage. You can see what they're working on. There's also some neat cheese places on Salt Spring Island Cheese. So you can go up there, do a tour, and again, you've probably seen it quite often at Thrifty's. So it's beautiful goat cheese with flowers and all sorts of nice designs on top of it. And at the end of the tour, they have a little sampling station, so that's always great. There's three different wineries on Salt Spring Island, and if you're there on a Saturday, fantastic. Probably one of the best farmers markets around on Salt Spring Island. So
that'd be a good day trip then on a Saturday.
Oh, it's an excellent day trip. Excellent day trip.
And what about the other islands? Have you had much experience on the islands that we pass when we're on the ferry going to Vancouver?
Yeah, really, I think if you're looking to kind of get away from it all, really just relax, you know, sit in a quiet kind of area. The islands are fantastic for those areas. Pender Island, Poets Cove is a beautiful resort right on the water. But, you know, once you're on some of these Gulf Islands, you kind of think, wow, like we're so blessed to have so much space and have so much peace in our life, right? It's just, they're really just magical places.
And it's so neat when you go by the ferry, and we like to look at ourselves as tourists if we didn't know the area and go, this is unbelievably beautiful.
It
we
is
take it
unbelievable.
For granted. We're sitting outside on the ferry on a sunny day, and all the scenery is gorgeous. So I've sort of made it a thing to try and get to some of these places every year, and I still have a few on the list, but they really are worth checking out.
Yeah, and I mean, if you can bring your bikes over and go for a bike ride on some of the islands, there are quite a few hills on some of them, but you know, it's a great way to go out and explore.
And Heather, tell us some of the specials we have. You know, we're going into the fall. We've got the summer, you know, the school's out. But then as we go into fall, are there any specials right now or anything operators are giving some special deals for people to come out and sample what Vancouver Island has to offer?
Well, I mean, on our VancouverIsland.travel website, you can actually go on. We have a section that has specials. But really, it's just kind of keeping in the know of what's going on in the area. And that's probably the best way. And, of course, with September coming up, you'll see a lot more specials with a lot of the properties on Vancouver Island after we get through the summer season.
And how are they managing the summer? How is tourism?
Oh, it's doing great. Yeah, I mean, the properties are busy, and especially in Nanaimo right now, we have the summer games, so that's brought in a lot of visitors as well.
Right. I forgot I saw that. It was on today, and a lot of people come out for that across the province.
Yeah, we've got about 3,000 people came out for the summer game. So,
and what's up next? When is the Parksville, the Sand Festival, I guess, is
the Sand Festival competition is on now, and it's on till August 17th. So that's a great time to come up to Parksville. And I always say Parksville is really one of those, it's just a really great place for families. I mean, the beach there is perfectly smooth, sandy, the water gets way out, and it gets almost up to 20 degrees in the summer, the water, so perfect for swimming. And of course, lots of great mini golf courses in Parksville, and a new go-kart track that just opened up too. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah, so really a lot of fun for a family vacation.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's lots of good restaurants and different prices everywhere in Parksville. And you can camp or you can stay at a really high-end resort or at a motel. Like, there's no end to the places you can stay at.
All sorts of variety, and especially if you're up that area, don't forget to stop into Coombs. Coombs Country Market with the goats on the roof. And it's got one of my favorite restaurants in the back of that place called Cuckoo. And it's an Italian-type restaurant, but a really great place. You've got, they do lots of food for sharing and pizzas and pastas, and it's just fantastic, especially if you're on the patio.
Coombs is great, and their restaurant right in the market is great, too. They just expanded it, so there's more room because you just have to wait a little bit of time, and now you can get a lot quicker. And you always go there and buy stuff you never see anywhere else.
That's for sure. Things you don't even know that you needed.
Yeah, like silly things for your kids when they were young. We used to buy, you know, the swords and all these wooden things, stuff that you had to take away right away when they got them, right?
It was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Heather, people want to know more about what you do and get involved. How do they do that?
Best way is to contact us or check out our website. And, you know, we're always there to answer questions. So if people ever have a question about what they should do on Vancouver Island, we're there to answer it.
Excellent. And if you ever want to know more about me or my guests, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. The island is a beautiful place. I was born here. I've gone to lots of places, but there's always more to go to. Get that to be maybe the tradition your family has is going to Parksville or skiing at Washington or to the West Coast or to Port Alberni. It's a beautiful place. You never have to leave it. It's always good to have a little break sometimes, but in the summertime, if you want something that's easy, right there, go out and find an explorer of Vancouver Island. When we come back, we're going to talk to Aaron and Sheila Griffin from Fish and Duck Houseboat Rentals.
The reviews are in. Science World's online resource library is a hit with teachers and students alike. Grade 4 teacher Mr. B says, these lessons are hands-on, in line with the BC curriculum and edutaining. Grade 6 student Dylan says, science is rad! !! That kid may love science, but he really needs to work on his punctuation. Download free science lessons for all ages at resources.scienceworld.ca. A message from the broadcasters of British Columbia.
I already have my hands full making sure my business runs smoothly. Good thing business banking with Vancity is easy. I can do my banking online or with their mobile app. Plus, they have accounts that make it easier to manage cash flow, which means I can focus on the important stuff, like getting today's orders out the door.
Grow your small business with the right accounts today, like our Business Jumpstart High Interest Savings Account. VanCity, make good money. Terms and conditions apply. Visit vancity.com/smallbusiness for details.
No matter the time of day, if you want to play, Highland Pacific has a deal for you. For the morning people, they have the Early Riser Special. Start your day before 9 a.m. with 9 holes in breakfast for only $35. Or, if that's too early for you, they have other 9 and 9 specials throughout the day as well. Plus, ask about their half-price golf carts. Book your tee time and check out what other deals Highland Pacific has to offer at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Acura's Launch Into Summer event is on now at Campus Acura with great special offers. The 2015 V6-powered RDX compact luxury SUV has arrived, and it is sure to be Vancouver Island's top seller again. You'll get Acura luxury, performance, and versatility, plus a $2,000 cash purchase credit when you pay cash or lease now at 2.9%. And right now, every new Acura sold comes with a free mini iPad. Offer ends July 31st. Take a test drive today at Campus Acura, 3347 Oak Street, online at campusacura.com.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2 o'clock. We've been talking about lots of things on the show, but Vancouver Island tourism. And a lot of people go to the interior because they go houseboating on the Shoe Swap, and it's a beautiful experience. But people may not know that there is a massive lake right here on Vancouver Island called Sproat Lake between Port Alberni and you're on your way to Tofino. And there are houseboats, beautiful houseboats there. And the lake is warm, and it's the most stunning scenery ever. Joining me on the phone is Sheila Griffin. Aaron and Sheila Griffin own Fish and Duck Houseboat Rentals. How are you, Sheila?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm sure you are very, very busy. So we to take a few minutes on a Saturday is probably a huge deal.
We have a lot going on up here today. We have a big boat regatta with drag boat races. And so, yeah, the lake is very busy.
It is, but, you know, it's massive, Sheila.
It is.
I don't think people realize the size of it. How big is Sproat Lake?
It's 165 miles of coast. So it's, it divides into different arms. But yes, it is huge, huge.
So you do have different arms, sort of like the Shoe Swap, where you have different places, especially in a houseboat. There's lots of places to go explore. You're not just stuck in the middle with lots of boats and it's a small lake. You can go a million different spots.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the beauty of Sproat Lake, is you can just find little tucked-in places, and you're not sharing a beach with anybody, and it's lovely.
Now, you have the pub there, and also you have the docks. What made you get into this business? Because you love it, I'm sure, because it looks like you love it. But it's a lot of work.
Well, yes, we originally, this is our 25th summer.
Wow.
And we started out with just the pub and the gas wharf. And we, about 12 years ago, we started the houseboats. And it's just kind of snowballed. And we rent ski boats also now, too. And that's becoming a real...
Yeah, well,
business.
That's nice.
Yeah.
To be able to take behind your boat when you're going out. We went on the Cowboy years ago. Now that's one of your smaller houseboats, because you got some brand new huge ones.
Yeah.
But we had the best trip with the kids, and you know, there was so much to do, and you stop at a little shelter and you go out and run around and play. And tell people about the houseboat experience. What do you need to know, and do you need a license to operate it?
Actually, we are able to issue temporary licenses, so you don't need to have the license for either the ski boats or the houseboats. They're pretty friendly to learn. They don't go fast, so, you know, the biggest thing to remember is just go slow. You're not going to hurt anything then, you know?
And that's the whole idea of the holiday. We were talking earlier on our show about stress, and it's really a great way to unwind, because you are not going to be bumping into people unless you want to. Because
exactly.
There are spots you can pull up on a beach and join other people on other houseboats or be on your own, because it's that big a lake. And the scenery there is so unbelievable with all the mountains. You look like you're in the Rockies.
It is stunning. It really is. And you know, the temperature is always a little bit warmer here, too, than the rest of the island, because we're in a little valley. So,
well, of course. Well, we know Port Alberni. I mean, that's always the hot spot, too.
Yes, isn't it? Yes.
So when you're on the houseboat, What are sort of the living accommodations like for people, and how many people can you get on there? Is it a family thing, or how many people can fit?
Our larger boats now, they sleep 15 people. So
wow.
You get a lot of two families and, you know, people going together on it. And they're quite comfortable. There's four staterooms and of course the hot tubs on the roof. That's a big seller.
And a slide?
Yes, the water slide. We get an awful lot of repeat business because it is such a fun
right,
holiday.
The people we're talking about, you know, staying here on the island and making it local. And I'm sure a lot of people do make that their yearly family outing.
Absolutely. We have some people that have been with us every year since we started. So it's a nice way to go.
Well, you and Aaron are such hospitable people and really help people so much and are there to answer any questions because you both love what you do and it shows and you're willing to help people out as they tote their stuff in and out of the boat and you can bring everything with you. That's a nice thing too, right? You don't have to, you can supply all the food. You don't have to go to a restaurant ever. You've got the restaurant built in. You have a kitchen right on that houseboat.
Oh, yes. And lots, you know, barbecue, all that kind of thing. Yeah, it's very entertaining watching everything that people bring, actually. We sit on the deck and just watch all the goings on.
I bet. The people that... Tell us the weirdest stuff that people bring, because I'm, you know, when we went, we so overpacked. You know, what kind of funny stuff do you see?
Oh,
that you can talk about.
I don't. Well, that's the thing. that's sort of the thing I'm finding with our bigger boats now. We're starting to get, you know, more young people. And, yeah, you sit and just kind of, oh, boy, what's going to go on out there, you know?
I say that every weekend at my house with three adults in the house.
Yes, that's right. It's entertaining, though.
No kidding. Now, you have different sizes of boats, and you have different, you know, you can do a shorter time, too, if you just want to test it out in a midweek time. So tell us some of the times on these boat rentals you have.
In the off season, we allow two nights. Mm-hmm. Our busy season, July and August, we do a three-night minimum, but mm-hmm. there isn't any set times. You can pick your dates if you know, you don't have to do a Monday to Thursday, or, you know, if the boat's available, you can pick whatever date you like. So
Natalia's just pulling up the pictures right here of the houseboats. You can do the same at home. It's Fish and Duck in Port Alberni, in Sproat Lake, houseboat rentals, and they are fabulous. I mean, these are high-end boats that probably nicer in a lot of people's homes. So make sure if you're thinking of traveling this summer, look up Tours of Vancouver Island, look up Aaron and Sheila Griffin Fish and Duck Houseboat Rentals. Sproat Lake is fabulous. You will have a great time. Have a good day, and don't work too hard.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
You betcha. Thank you, Natalia, as always. Thank you for listening. We're here every Saturday from 1 to 2 on CFAX. You can look up my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy Vancouver Island.